This episode is brought to you by EY. How can EY teams help you create a better version of your company? We work with you to turn data into greater insights, invest to drive growth, and realize your strategic vision through thoughtful implementation. Visit ey.com/reimagine to learn more.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/earnings. netsuite.com/earnings.
Bloomberg Audio Studios.
Podcasts, radio, news.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Tim Stenovek on Bloomberg Radio.
It is St. Patrick's Day on Sunday, and lots of celebrating to come all weekend long. For those of you who are fans of whiskey, lots to sample and honor. There's Irish whiskey, there's Scotch whiskey, there's U.S. whiskey, there's Canadian whiskey. There's a lot. It's a big market. And with us to talk about it is Aidan Meegan. He's founder of Natterjack Irish Whiskey, joining us here in our Bloomberg Interactive Broker Studio. Did I say your name correctly?
You absolutely rocked it. Yeah, perfect.
Wonderful, wonderful. How are you?
And I'm amazing.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You are amazing. There's lots of whiskeys out there. The market, I was going to throw a number. Our Bloomberg News noting late last year that a global market for whiskeys valued at approximately $140 billion. Big market, lots of players. How did a former London trader get to Natterjack Irish Whiskey?
That's a super question, right? So back in kind of 2016, I had a great career trading. I loved it. I had an amazing team and I learned so much. But it's kind of abstract, right? So you're looking at a screen. You don't actually hold what you're creating. You're creating wealth, or, you know, and you're working really hard for something. You never actually hold it. And I was like, I wanted to go away and I wanted to build something that I could hold, right? Yeah. And that was just on a very base level. And I was, I figured...
Yeah, but why whiskey? You could hold a pair of shoes. You could hold
well, absolutely.
A watch.
Well, do you know, interestingly, right? My granddad owned bars, Jack Lachine, years ago, right?
Nice.
And I went to see him when I was working. I always worked in restaurants and that was always my favorite job. Waiting tables was amazing. Being a bartender was amazing. And I said to him, you know, I'm thinking about opening a bar. And he was in his 80s. He's like, don't open a bar, sell the beer to the bar. And I was like, okay. So when I was trading, I was like, okay, well, my background was hospitality before trading, so what would I do? So I've looked at all the different, like, maybe a winery would have been amazing, but I mean, I'm Irish. Who's going to, like, what do I know about running a winery, right? So
it's a harder sell.
Exactly. But I figured Irish whiskey had missed me. I had a favorite bourbon, but I didn't have a favorite Irish whiskey. So I was like, if it missed me, maybe it's missed a load of people. So I went off on this kind of mad year and a half journey, learning how to make whiskey. And
you actually learned how to make it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I went and worked in Breckenridge in Colorado with Jordan Vaya, who's still our master distiller because he's much better at it than me. So, but I went and learned. I stayed with him for a month working double shifts at the distillery and kind of built the relationship there and then built a team and came up with a brand and we launched in 2019.
How hard of a learning curve was it for you?
It's interesting. It was the terminology was the hardest, right? So when you go and... you go into a distillery, people talk about different things. And the one thing I could never work out was when people said they pitch the yeast, right? I couldn't work it out. It's like, is it a temperature thing? Is it the type of yeast?
What is pitch?
It means throw the yeast in.
Okay.
That's
good.
It.
Okay.
But it's an American term. Pitch the yeast, right?
All right. So yeah. It sounds easy, but it's not.
It actually is really easy. You just need to know the amount. Yeah. So there's a huge amount of science behind it. But I learned the art of it as well. And the art of coming up with the flavor profiles. And really working on what flavor profiles I wanted to create.
Well, let's go there, because like you, I like bourbon versus whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
But so tell me, like, how did you figure out where you wanted to go in terms of the taste profile?
So Jordan and I would sit down with samples of what we were going to be able to blend with. And we just talk about it. It's very olfactory, right? So it's what is it you want more of? Do you want more mid-palate sweetness? Do you want more length? And all of these things. And we worked on the blend. I'd fly over with the samples because I was in Ireland at the time. I'd fly over. I'd meet Jordan largely in New York, and we'd work on it that way. And eventually, we come up with what we wanted as a flavor profile from the base spirit. Jordan's genius was, he was like, we need to put this into virgin American oak and we need to really ramp up the char. So what we did was with Natterjack Blend 1, which we'll taste in a second, is we put it into ex-bourbon barrels for 3.5 years, which basically
it's always
all
about
Irish
the barrels, isn't it?
It is. That's where the colour and the flavour comes from, right? Well, now, the base spirit adds a huge amount of depth and complexity as well, but for me, it's a lot about the wood. And so we put it for a year into virgin oak, char number 4, which we sourced from Seguin Moreau in Napa. And we actually took, like, this is back in 2019, Faye and I took our son Gussie to Seguin Moreau. And we have pictures of him as a one-year-old with all these flames around the place. Just amazing scenes.
Pretty
and
cool.
The smells of cooperages and distilleries are just amazing.
So you launched in 2019, 2020, the global pandemic.
Right.
What was that like?
It was a misery, right? So 2019 was amazing. By the end of it, by the end of our first year, which was only kind of 10 months of trading, we were in 6 US markets and 4 global markets, right? And just the world was incredible. I went on this 10-day, 5-market trip in the States, and I came back from it. I did Washington, Chicago, New Hampshire, Florida, and New York, right? I came back and I was like, Faye, we need to go to the States. Like, this is where this is going to live and die. The entrepreneurial spirit of tell me more about your brand exists here very viscerally in a way I didn't find it in Ireland. So I was like, let's go. And this is end of 2019, and we're like, let's go.
This episode is brought to you by EY. How can EY teams help you create a better version of your company? We work with you to turn data into greater insights, invest to drive growth, and realize your strategic vision through thoughtful implementation. Visit ey.com/reimagine to learn more.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. Athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
I want to get back to our guest. Still with us is Aidan Meegan. He's founder of Natterjack Irish Whiskey here in our Bloomberg Interactive Broker Studio. We're going to sample a little bit in honor of St. Paddy's Day. Before we do, and I'm going to tweet it out, maybe I can show it for those folks, there's a frog on your label. It's really kind of a cool looking frog. It's a spirited toad, actually, right?
Yeah, it is, yeah. It's the only toad indigenous to Ireland, but it's a very Irish toad. It can't hop, it walks, it can't swim, it drowns, it does things its own way to survive, much like ourselves. But interestingly, it has a gestation period from toadlet, which is a baby toad, to fully grown toad of 3 years. Irish whiskey takes 3 years to become whiskey from new make. It has a...
So you thought about this?
Oh, absolutely. It has a mating call that can be heard 2 kilometers away, like some of the best whiskey drinkers, and it's nocturnal like all the best whiskey drinkers.
As so. You said, you really thought about the brand and the packaging. I'm going to open it up and pour some. Whoop, there's a thing. Tell us about, though, Tough Time, because you guys were around during COVID.
Yes, we launched...
Oh, actually, before we do that, what are we trying?
Oh, you're trying it Natterjack Blend number 1, which is our kind of our flagship product. Okay. It is triple distilled, finished for a year in virgin oak, so 3.5 years ex-bourbon, 1 year virgin oak. And it's 80 proof and is the smoothest, easiest drinking whiskey you're ever going to come across. As a friend of mine said, it's great drinking whiskey.
80 proof? Man.
We only have 5 minutes to go, girl. You can
have that. You're totally fine.
Okay, so talk to us about COVID, where you probably could have used a lot of this because that's a tough time.
Exactly. So
it
COVID
smells pretty amazing.
Lockdown.
This smells like a lot of bourbon.
Yeah,
but
that's the
smells original. Kind of almost sweeter.
There's a little bit of sweetness on the nose. Yeah, I completely agree. Yeah, and it goes incredibly into Manhattan. So if you're drinking...
I was thinking whiskey sour, which my dad used to make a lot growing up.
Yeah, so yeah, 2020, right, things shut down. And I'll give you an example. Our biggest client in Ireland was the airport. Flights are gone, right? So immediately your business in Ireland's gone, right? Business in the US, we had to pivot from the on-prem to the off-prem. That involved changing, you know, our packaging, that sort of thing. And so what happens is over the time period of the first few months of COVID, you're not having any revenue. Your fixed costs remain the same. We still had staff. And
There's nothing coming in.
And so we tried our best to stay afloat. And then obviously, after a while, investors don't want to hear that COVID is the problem. Like, you know, a problem was like Superna Ricard or Diageo, their numbers were quite good during COVID because, as far as I could see it, they owned every point on the shelf from a $10 bottle to an $80 bottle. We only had one SKU, which is what we're drinking right now, one product.
And
which
how much
is what
does
we're
this cost?
Out. That is, in New York, $38.
Okay. So how do you define that? Who is buying it? Do you find it at a bar? Do you find it at
At bars, yeah. So we priced it very much for the cocktail list in bars because that's where people will see it on the menu, and that's a really important part of the sales strategy.
I would say for an 80 proof
drink,
that's
a really nice...
It doesn't go down hard.
No.
It's very, it's not sweet, but it's kind of a softer kind
exactly.
of
and
taste.
The triple distillation of Irish whiskey does make it smooth, but then the virgin oak really rounds off those edges.
All right, I'm going to take the glasses back. You're going to tell us about the second bottle, and I'll pour it. And
so this
back.
Is a,
let me do this first.
This is our cask strength, right? And the idea behind this was it was going to be true cask strength. No messing around, right? So it's what comes out of the barrel. It goes through a sieve. And it goes into the bottle. That's it. This is truly what's in the barrel. So I get a phone call in December, and it's from Jim Murray of the Whiskey Bible. And I didn't recognize the number, and I answered the phone, and he said, hi, it's Jim Murray. And I was like, yeah, of course it is. Why would Jim Murray be calling me?
Who is this?
Jim Murray has the Whiskey Bible. He's very famous in the industry,
okay.
So
got
for
it.
Reviewing.
Okay.
And I was like, this is one of my mates. Like, there's no way Jim Murray's calling me. So he's like, no, it is Jim Murray. And I was like, someone get me Jim Murray's number.
Is this the Irish Whiskey of the Year for 2024?
2024, yeah.
Keep going.
It beat out all of our friends at
this
Middleton.
The one we're about to...
All right, so
beat
you...
Out 30-year-old.
I feel like you're a little bit of a connoisseur.
Okay.
More than me.
You're going to laugh at me.
You like the other one.
No, but in college, when I didn't want to go out, I used to tell people I'm hanging out with my boyfriends, Jack and Jim.
Amazing.
Did you really?
I sure did. We're news people. We
All
like
right,
to write
talk
watch
more
CNN
about
CNN and Bloomberg.
There's a definite difference, though.
Oh, huge, yeah. And the mouthfeel is different. There's loads of butterscotch on this.
Yeah, I smell the butterscotch.
Yeah, and we were just amazed. So eventually I worked out that it was Jim Murray on the phone, and he said, you've won Irish Whiskey of the Year. It's the best Irish whiskey I've tasted in years and years. What you've done is incredible. And
the
I was like,
is cool.
This is amazing. Yeah.
So more inclined for people to drink it as is versus... The other one.
So actually, that one I put over a big cube of ice.
Okay.
And drink it over an hour, and it dilutes, it tells a story all of its own. So I think it's amazing.
It's really lovely.
This,
I am not a whiskey drinker,
yeah.
But this is really lovely. How do you distinguish yourself? As we talked about, like some of the giants, man, they have they can go with a bunch of different varieties. How do you kind of get yourself noticed in a market that has a lot of choices?
So you got to do something different, right? If that whiskey, if we called it Whiskey Aidan Megan's Whiskey, the three of us wouldn't be sitting here today, right? I'd probably be back in a different job. So Natterjack stood out. The toad stands
Seriously,
out.
Seriously, as simple as the name.
But the whiskey has to be good. I'll tell you, back when we were seeing people at the start, loads of people told us, don't worry about what's in the bottle. It's only the brand. But that's actually not true because people really come. The first sale you'll get, second sale, it's got to be good.
You'll buy because the bottle looks cool and then you'll take it home and say never again.
Exactly.
I'm going to ask the most Wall Street question ever. The investment banking reporter for years, of course, is going to ask you this. What are your bigger ambitions? Is the idea here to get rolled up by the likes of a Diageo one day?
Maybe one day, and our investors will want a return, right? But realistically, so we're in 14 global markets and 16 US markets now, right? From the back of being out of money at the end of 2022, it's been an amazing transformation. We have an incredible board and investors who support us. So honestly, my passion and drive for this is to create a global brand. And would I sell it in the morning? Maybe, but maybe
okay.
not. It just depends, right? Like, you look at Tito's. They haven't sold.
Right.
Right, so it just depends on what happens at a certain time. But look, I was a trader. Everything has a price, right? That's the truth.
Well said.
If someone comes in with a big bid, you hit the bid. That's it, right? So, but it's been amazing, and the growth is going incredibly. And just before I walked in, we got national order from one of the big chains in the country. So... St. Paddy's Day weekend is looking good already.
So that's a big deal.
Huge. Well, we've been working really hard on it.
Happy St. Paddy's Day. Is there more choices to come? Like, do you build this out?
Yeah. So I'll tell you, there's a...
Real quickly.
Very quickly. We've got something called Natterjack the Mistake because I left 100 barrels in barrel for a year too long. I completely screwed up.
Oh my God.
It says it on the back and the label's a mistake and we're launching it in April. Who launches an Irish whiskey in April? It's a mistake. The whole thing's a mistake. We try and tell everything truthfully. Oh, all the time. You're done.
All right, we gotta go. Aidan, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
A real joy. Aidan Megan, he's founder of Natterjack Irish Whiskey.
Join us in Chicago or virtually on May 2nd for Bloomberg's Business Value of AI event and networking reception. This event will gather business and technology executives to share their experiences and provide insights into their strategies for deploying AI that achieves a desirable ROI. You'll also learn how companies have successfully implemented AI solutions that have improved productivity and profitability. This program is proudly sponsored by IBM. Register at BloombergLive.com/AI/radio.